Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome to our Burden and Blessing Podcast and our Word of the Week. I'm Nathaniel Mayhew, and as we draw near to the celebration of Reformation at the end of this month, we look to the biblical definition of the phrase work righteousness. The phrase work righteousness describes the idea that human beings can earn salvation by their own works of righteousness. This idea was prevalent at the time of Luther, who was also taken in by this false notion. He was taught that he had to do more in order to earn God's favor and to be assured of his salvation. But the more Luther worked, the more uncertain he became. The proper understanding of good works in the life of the Christian was one of the main rediscoveries of the Reformation era. The Bible has a lot to say about our works. For example, in Acts 10:35, Peter says, "But in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him." God's desire, even his command, is that we live righteously. If you wonder what that means, you can go to the Ten Commandments as a starting point. There in his law, God tells us what the standard of working righteousness is for us. Luther finally came to realize that the problem is that we can't achieve that standard of righteousness. We fail to put God first in our lives. We don't use his name as we should. We dishonor those in authority over us, hate, lust, steal, speak poorly of others, and much more. Isaiah graphically describes the human being in this way, "But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away." Yes, even our righteousnesses are like filthy rags. So our own work righteousness can never save us because our works can never live up to God's perfect standard. James even writes, "For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all." So what hope do we have? In Romans 4, Paul writes, "But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness." Just as David also describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works, "Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin." Notice what Paul clearly states. We are not justified or declared not guilty because of our works. We are accounted righteous through faith, which is given by God. The idea that our work righteousness earns God's favor did not die with the Reformation. This false notion is still alive and well within visible Christianity still today. The devil is still at work leading people to trust in their own actions instead of the perfect work of Jesus Christ. Paul explains the devastating outcome of such thinking in Galatians 5, verse 4, where he writes, "You have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by law. You have fallen from grace." When we seek to justify ourselves by our own work righteousness, we become separated from Christ and lose out on the grace that he alone can give. It is not our work righteousness that saves us, but the grace of God bestowed upon us through the working of our triune God. Paul summarizes this in Titus 3, verses 4 through 7, "But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Thanks be to God."
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.